Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem HSP number 26. That's for highly sensitive people, number 26. Both Judith Orloff and Elaine Aaron have a chapter in their books pertaining to love. Empaths, love and sex is what it's called in Judith Orloff's books. And Elaine Aaron has a separate book in the aspects of love for HSPs in depth, which Be'ez Hashem we hope to get to. We're just going to touch upon the surface of it. But empaths or HSPs have special challenges when it comes to intimate relationships because of their intense sensitivities. In some cases, HSPs or empaths are so overloaded with their stimulus pertaining to this that they become avoidant or they have that personality and they shut down and it's difficult for them to connect with others. While others somehow have a reverse problem where it becomes so intense and their need to connect is so strong and that creates a tremendous emotional need to connect with somebody else that's so strong that often it doesn't allow them to be protected properly in setting their clear boundaries that they need to connect to and realize that the love that they have that's overflowing, maybe towards the wrong person or in the wrong way. And very often it's quite confusing for them. Their whole sexual libido could be extremely heightened and very sensitive to that. And we're going to go into that at a different time in more detail. But now we're just going to give the general concepts of it. It does stretch in the empath's heart or a highly sensitive person's heart that they become more loving and more open. It's important to them to learn to communicate authentically the right way pertaining to loving relationships and to set clear boundaries so as not to get overloaded. The mila of it is that when they have the right love relationship, it empowers highly sensitive people. They feel special by being valued, by being adored. It makes them more grounded. When they have a healthy, emotional, available partner that honors their sensitivities, then they become secure, they become supported, they thrive. Empaths and highly sensitive people, when given the proper love and the right care, and they learn also their proper boundaries pertaining to it, they can thrive and grow, and it's actually a healing experience. The intimate relationship, even the sexual, physical relationship, can become a source of great healing for them. However, despite their amazing gifts in the heights they could reach pertaining to intimacy, sometimes if they're too much togetherness, could be difficult, could result in overloading. It is a big struggle because on one hand, they desperately want companionship, but very often they feel unsafe. There's a conflicting desire in many empaths and many highly sensitive people that on one hand, they want to be loved. On the other hand, they want to be alone as well. They want to be needed, but they don't want other people's needs to burden them. They want an inner, richer life, but they also want companionship. They want both. That is a struggle with many, many empaths, with many, many HSPs. They struggle between wanting love versus wanting to be alone in their entire life. There's a conflict between the two with many of them. And no matter how much HSP loves their partner or anyone for that matter, there's a risk of them becoming overstimulated. That person will get on their nerves. They'll start getting anxious. And there's an important part of an empath or an HSP to learn how to balance their alone time with the time they spend with their husband or with their wife and to find a happy medium. They're not always easy to live with, empaths or HSPs. And taking a break is essential for an empath's sanity. They need that space. They are sensitive, they are intuitive, they are caring, but also shock absorbers. They have fine-tuned nervous systems and they react very strongly. The mila about it is, with the right husband, with the right wife, they're so in sync with their emotions, sometimes even telepathically, that they read each other. They're sensual, they're sexually responsive, they're great lovers in that sense. But on the other side of that, is you also take on that other person's stress. The closer you grow to someone, the more your sensitivities are heightened. Therefore, in a romantic relationships, empaths, on one hand, could experience wonderful, heightened experience in physical and emotional intimacy, but at the same time, they feel there's a risk of them feeling drained and overloaded by the added stimulation that comes with that togetherness. This is where they differ from a regular, ordinary empath. In other words, normally you would sense you'd be sympathizing with a partner's husband or wife. They had a bad day at work, so you feel bad also. But with an empath, they actually merge. They actually feel their husband or wife's joy and sadness as if it's their own. And therefore, that is the test. Therefore, some avoid romantic relationships, or some tend to attach themselves, unfortunately, to unavailable people. We'll talk later how they're prone to connect with certain unavailable people that are not healthy for them. But often, this concept of going to unavailable people is the fear of getting overwhelmed, so they stick to a relationship that is more constant, and very often they would just do that to avoid feeling the draining and trapping of someone that you have a long-term commitment with. There's a difference between connection and attachment that empaths need to learn. We all need to learn. They often get attached to the wrong people because they see the potential in that other person. And they want to bring out the best in them. And they reason to themselves that this person needs love, and they'll open their heart to me, and I can heal them. Because empaths are so passionate, it's easy to understand why they would have such an assumption. But in general, it's not realistic. A healthy connection is when a husband and wife, or any partners that want to connect with one another towards becoming husband and wife, they're mutually committed to a relationship, and they both want their hearts to each other to be open and honest. Attachment, on the other hand, is when you hold on to someone thinking you can't survive without it, and also hoping that that person will change. Attachments are dangerous. They link people to unavailable people or to connect to toxic relationships. Some empaths felt a strong soulmate connection to someone, but then get confused when they're not available or they don't reciprocate the feeling. So it's often to understand that and not get confused about that. Judith Orloff herself had these complicated relationships. She admits that. She was never married. And on a deep level, when she analyzed herself why she was never married, is because she was getting afraid to get trapped in a wrong relationship without an escape hatch. And her own needs would be squashed. In reality, we know that an empath, HSP, could very much connect with a healthy person as long as they learn borders and they understand each other and they are mentioned ehrlich towards each other and they learn about what HSPs are. They themselves, the ones that are that and those that are married to them, and they could thrive. They could thrive tremendously. And they can grow, and they could have beautiful, beautiful relationships. So this is what we call a relationship empath. To describe what it is it's a person who absorbs their husband or wife's or partner's stress, symptoms, and emotions. They're also afraid of being smothered or losing their own identity in these close relationships. If they're together too often with each other, it makes them feel anxious. They need to be alone in order to recharge themselves. Sometimes they prefer sleeping alone, and sometimes they get annoyed by what their husband and wife is doing. Let's say they're talking on the phone when they're together, it hurts them. They get hypersensitive to that. Their feelings are easily hurt. If they do argue or have a disagreement, it makes them feel mamish, literally ill or exhausted. They have difficulty setting boundaries or asserting their needs. And so on and so forth. So all these are signs of being a relationship empath. The idea is in the Torah value of it, if you're dedicated to grow with a person and to work with each other to develop, to grow for themselves, to grow for others, recognizing that no one is perfect. And basically, you basically set that the person, what's important to you, you're a leiv toiv, you're a good person, you want to work on yourself and have good midos and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have a healthy bein adam l'chaveiro sensitivity, then any type of marriage with such a person could work, even if they have different personalities than your own. She describes different personality types. There's an intellectual or intense thinker where their emotions are, they often avoid their emotions or don't really trust their gut feelings. They're not lighthearted. And those people, you could still really have a beautiful connection with the right way. There's others that you could have two empaths being married to one another. It is beautiful. It could be wonderful. It could be amazing. But they could, unfortunately, run into the risk of overwhelming each other, which could get very, very intense. And she brings ways how to communicate with such a person as well. Then she brings interesting, she calls it a rock, or the strong and silent type, which is not a negative thing. It's just a person that's consistent and dependable and stable. Empaths can connect with them deeply too. So in other words, empaths don't necessarily need to marry empaths. Highly sensitive people don't need to marry other highly sensitive people in order to thrive. Sometimes it could be even better not being like that. Whatever Hashem arranges, He arranges, but you don't necessarily have to be the same type or the same sensitivity. If it does, it has its own beautiful gifts and challenges. If not, it doesn't. So for example, someone, what she calls a rock in a positive sense, consistent, dependable, stable. Empaths can marry them and they can thrive. Their rock, meaning their partner, husband or wife, won't get alarmed, will not likely be critical. The negative part is they'll have a hard time sharing their own feelings. And they have to learn how to develop that. And they may feel that these rocks are emotionally shut off, even boring. But no, it doesn't have to be that way. They can make beautiful, wonderful partners in marriages. If this rock, this consistent, dependable one, works on working through their feelings, they'll never be the same person. They'll always have their same similar dispositions. But at the same time, they'll be able to thrive together in a most beautiful, beautiful way. So empaths and highly sensitive people can have empowered intimate relationships. It's research showed, unfortunately, that many of them are more likely to be single or divorced or separated or less likely to ever have been married. And because they do tend to have certain special needs that make marriage more challenging. But it doesn't have to be like that. And it's so sad because they are the greatest potential of being the most wonderful husbands, the most wonderful wives. The key is compromise. The key is balance. The key is trust. The key is accepting who you are and that your husband or wife accepts you for who you are. You need to express your empathetic needs. You need to be who you are. You can't deny it to yourself just to make other people comfortable. But at the same time, you'll learn how to handle it the right way, and you learn to use it the right way. We're going to Be'ezus Hashem talk in the next year about ways to handle this concept, secrets, basically tools in order for empaths to thrive in a loving relationship. But the idea being is that it is not an easy thing for highly sensitive people. HSPs or empaths, when they fall in love, they fall in love harder and it's a stronger, intense feeling very often. And that could be a wonderful thing. It could be a great gift, but it could be a tremendous burden as well. There are other HSPs, however, that don't seem to fall in love at all. They're the avoidant type. They're so overwhelmed by their intense feelings that they tend to detach. So you have those two opposite poles taking place, where some of them fall hard, fall in love and have these intense emotional feelings towards another that are very, very strong, very, very intense. And there are others that hold back and they're avoiding that way, and they don't. and it's coming from the same source of a fear of overloading, or they don't have that fear, or they can't help it, and they overload as well. And it can become very, very intense, which is something that they have to be very careful about. Bracha and Hatzlacha.